NSW regulator fines BetRight $20,000 for ad breaches. IRPSX Thai Limited, which trades as BetRight, has been hit with an $20,000 fine by Liquor and Gaming New South Wales, NSW, for breaking advertising rules. The regulator's investigation concluded that BetRight illegally offered boosted odds to punters in the region, which is prohibited by the NSW Betting and Racing Act, breaching their gambling regulations. Specifically, the Act prohibits advertisements that incentivize playing or frequent gambling. However, the regulator found BetRight innocent of three other undisclosed charges. Quote, "We have actively engaged with online bookmakers and provided guidance on their compliance obligations. There is simply no excuse for wagering companies to advertise inducements. They can be assured that the risk of being caught and prosecuted is extremely high." Jane Lin, Liquor and Gaming NSW Executive Director of Regulatory Operations, related, NSW proposes strict new gambling regulations. Regulator issues more than $1.1 million in fines. The NSW regulator began handing out penalties for illegal advertising in 2016, and since then, it has issued more than $1.1 million in fines. Operators taken to court have received fines of more than $830,000, and the regulator has handed out penalty infringement notices worth a total of $270,000. This total includes the 14 penalty infringement notices issued to Bet4 in April of this year, which amounted to $210,000. Related, NSW regulator fines Unibet for gambling ad breaches. Earlier in the year, Sports Champs was fined $40,000 and made to pay $14,000 costs for breaking NSW gaming laws, the third time it was prosecuted in the state. Commenting on the fines, Lin added, "We will continue to monitor television, print and social media for this illegal advertising and advocate for the courts to issue higher penalties." NSW presses ahead with gaming reforms. The fines come as the state considers a number of significant gaming reforms. Earlier this week, an independent panel created to advise on potential reforms had its inaugural meeting and discussed a cashless trial for electronic gaming machines. In recent months, the state has also banned external signage for gaming rooms, and the ban will come into effect on the 1st of September. Moreover, NSW government has passed laws banning political donations from venues that house pokies machines in the region.